Happy Friday, family. Happy Friday. Welcome to Speak Your Success in the Morning. You're in for a phenomenal show. We got a lot of topics to cover today. So we're going to get right into it on Fun Friday here on Speak Your Success. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning, y'all. I'm glad and excited to be here with you today. Today is August 15th, 2025. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to be alive. And y'all, this is coming from somebody who, Lord have mercy, my son last night went down a little early. My youngest son went down a little early last night. And then we tried to put him in the bassinet. And then when we put him in the bassinet, baby boy woke up. And I looked at my wife and she looked at me and we said, oh no. So it was one of those nights. So for my parents who are out there and my parents who feel me, y'all know what it's like, man, where that baby just don't want to go down. That baby is fighting. Then that baby is coughing. And then that baby is congested. You're like, oh no, what did I do? Oh no, what did I do? So anyway, y'all, we had a night last night, but it's fine because we're here this morning. Glad to be here with you, y'all. Today, like I said, we got a lot of topics to cover and a lot of things that are happening in terms of headlines. And I was looking, I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to dive in to Straight From The Source. Producer Britt isn't with us today. She's going to be returning next week. So y'all, I know you missed her. So be sure to send her over a DM at Producer Britt on Instagram or on TikTok. That's at Producer Britt. Send her a text, send her a message. Be like, hey, Producer Britt, where you at, girl? Where you at? We missed you. Where you at? And I'm sure she'll love it. And she'll definitely appreciate it. Me and her, her and I actually had the opportunity to do a VIP day with a client yesterday. So we're doing some pre-work on getting them situated and getting them set up to get ready to launch their podcast. Okay. So they're local. So we pulled up on them. You know, we had that meeting. We made our notes. We had our plan. We just broke that thing down like a shotgun, as my dad says. So yesterday was a good day. So me and Producer Britt, we out here still working, y'all. You might not see us, but just know we're still working. All right, so now we're going to go ahead and dive into Straight From The Source. And I'm inspired today to share this text because I had the opportunity 2 days ago to where a young man actually came to my home. Came to my home, and y'all know, if you've been rocking with the show for a little bit, you know that we've had some audio or some technical issues for a little bit of time on getting the Wi-Fi going, getting the internet going strong, and the connection was bad, and sometimes the connection would drop, and then y'all, I would be so upset. Like, I would be so frustrated. I'm like, man, why can't this just work? Why can't the internet just work? Why won't it work with us? Why can't we get this together? And then a gentleman showed up yesterday. He was with AT&T. So I began to talk to him, and he was like, hey, John, I'm not trying to say nothing. I want to help you. I said, man, what you talking about? He said, man, we got fiber. I said, no, you don't. You lying. But moral of the story is, after I got the opportunity to talk with this gentleman, and we ended up having a conversation. I get to learn a little bit more about him, got to learn a little bit more about his life. Shout out to Clayton, man. And then I got the opportunity just to be with him, talk with him, and pray with him after hearing about his life. But the reason why I want to share that is, y'all, people so often, they're so bold to share their beliefs. They're so bold to share their thoughts. They're so bold to share their feelings everywhere else, about everything else, about politics, about LGBTQA+ rights, about all these things. But when it comes to us for the kingdom, we can't allow ourselves to be shy for the kingdom. Let's go ahead and read the text. We're in 2 Timothy chapter 4, and I'm going to start it from the top of the text, but 2 Timothy chapter 4, and the title of this particular text is Preach the Word. And I'm reading from the NASB 2020 version. It says, I solemnly exhort you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and exhort with great patience and instruction. Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not tolerate sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires. And I'll just go ahead and finish. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and will turn aside to myths. So in this text, this is Paul speaking to Timothy. And he's letting him know, verse 2, preach the word, okay? Not preach a word, not give somebody some words. Preach the word. What's the word that we're talking about? We're talking about the Holy Scriptures, right? And it says, be ready in season and out of season. So first of all, let me. So here, understanding, preach the word. There's only one word, okay? There's other books, there's other religions. That's great. But this word here is the only living word, okay? It says above in the text, it said in verse 1, of God in Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead by his appearing and by his kingdom. We're not talking about a kingdom. We're talking about his kingdom. And like I said, we're not talking about just preaching words. We're talking about preaching the word. Just like how people, if you ever watch any of those football games, guys from the NFL, they say, I'm from the Ohio State University. You're like, what? Because everybody else says University of Miami, University of Florida. They say, no, the Ohio State University. There's one. There's not anything else. So it's just creating separation, creating differentiation, right? And then it says, be ready in season and out of season. This makes me think back to my basketball days where at the end of the season, our coaches say, y'all, you have summer for you to get better. You have summer for you to get ready. When we come back, then we're going to build on the foundation that you should have already laid. Right. So then for those of us who came back after the summer and we were out of shape or we weren't ready to compete, my coach then would say, you're not ready. You're not ready to play. You're not ready to compete. You're not ready to put forth your best effort. And why is that relevant? It's relevant because you never know when somebody is going to come to you and ask for prayer. You never know when Jesus is going to come and call us home. So we need to be ready in season and out of season when we feel like it and when we don't feel like it. All because there are people in this world that are hurting. There are people in this world that are struggling. And if not us as believers who say that we love Jesus, who say that we follow Jesus, then who? Who can provide healing through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if not us? Then it says, okay, so it says, be ready in season, out of season, okay? And then it's also telling us in the text, for the fellow believers, right? So this is those who are, so first and foremost, on the first part of the text, be ready in season, out of season. So this is us being ready to be able to share, to be able to communicate, to be able to move the gospel forward, right? Be ready to teach and preach the word. But then it says, correct, rebuke, and absorb and exhort with great patience and instruction. When we're communicating with others of the body of Christ, who are in the body of Christ, then we should be able to correct one another with love, right? With love. And also we should be able to provide rebuke. So letting each other know that we're holding each other accountable, because at the end of the day, if we're all representing the kingdom, we want to have some uniformity, right? Because the word gives us clear instructions, and the word coaches us and walks us through how we are called to operate and how we're called to live as believers, right? Just as in Ephesians 5, the word calls us and breaks down to us how husbands are to love their wives as Christ loved the church. And if we're out of alignment with what we say that we believe, then this is when we have the ability to be able to speak into somebody else's life. But like it said, but we want to do that with love. We want to do that with proper guidance. We want to do that, like it says, with great patience and instruction. Right? Great patience and instruction. Family, that has been Straight from the Source today. We're about to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back with more Speaker Success. If you have not hit that subscribe button, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of our episodes. But also, make sure you hit that thumbs up so that YouTube knows that you're rocking with us and you're rolling with us. And we're going to be right back, family, with more Speaker Success in the morning after this quick commercial break. Looking for timeless pieces that make a statement? Discover the Jewelry Department, where elegance meets craftsmanship. Owned by Miguel Contreras and located at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas, the Jewelry Department is your destination for stunning, one-of-a-kind pieces designed to elevate your style. From classic designs to modern trends, we offer a curated selection that reflects sophistication and artistry, because we believe your jewelry should be just as unique as you are. Visit us today at the Jewelry Department, where every piece tells a story. And let us help you find the perfect piece that speaks to yours. The Jewelry Department, elevating your look with elegance and style. Find us at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas. All righty, family. Welcome back to Speaker Success in the Morning. We're currently 12 minutes after the hour. We're rocking and we're rolling. So, y'all, there's a lot going on that I've seen on social over the week. And I'm like, man, we got to get some of this out to the people. Got to get some of this out to the successors so I can share with them what's happening. So first and foremost, I'm going to go ahead and roll into something I'm really excited about. I'm not sure if I have any fans on the call today of Paradise. I'm not sure if any of y'all rock with Paradise, but when I tell y'all that Paradise was my jam, okay, with Sterling K. Brown, was a show that had me on the edge. I'm like, oh, what's going on? So without further ado, one thing that is going on right now, or one thing that just hit my line, my TL, was right here, okay? So we have Sterling K. Brown sharing with us on the timeline that, hey, they just wrapped up. They just wrapped up filming for Paradise. So let's go and listen in and see what he's talking about.
It is the last day on set of season 2 of Paradise.
It feels good. Feels bittersweet.
We're rolling right now. 6 hours later.
Ladies and gentlemen. That is a wrap on season 2 of Paradise.
So there we go. Season 2 of Paradise. That's a wrap. Yeah, I'm excited. Looking forward to seeing that. Seeing more of Paradise. Learning more about what he has going on. Next up. This is a little feel-good moment. But Mr. Phil Knight, right? And this was reported by Front Office Sports. Mr. Phil Knight. Y'all. That says $2 billion. Okay, the Nike co-founder Phil Knight is donating $2 billion to Oregon, the largest single donation to a university. Somebody might say, well, John, what is this $2 billion going towards? Like, what is he doing? Well, Phil Knight and Penny Knight have pledged $2 billion to OHSU, Knight's Cancer Institute, okay? It's the Cancer Institute and the largest single gift to the U.S. University or Academic Health Center. The donation will expand patient care, which is great to know, boost research, and establish the institute as a self-governed entity. That second part is really important. That's going to establish the institute as a self-governed entity. Y'all, this is the era of NIL. This is the era where people are changing some things. And as they change these things, it's making a world of difference, not only for collegiate athletes, but also just for the industry at large. So there's that, man. This is big. Two billion is a lot of bread. Oh my goodness, that's a lot of bread. Phil Knight, that's a lot of bread, bro. That's a lot of bread right there. So man, shout out to him and the work that he is doing as well. Because Oregon, you know, if you're familiar with Oregon, when I was growing up, I used to love playing with them on the games and watching them. Because the University of Oregon always would have like super dope and super awesome uniforms because they're in Nike country. So they wore a different uniform every game. And I'm like, wow, they got camouflage uniforms? What? They got this color, that color uniform. They got this color helmet. It was just cool to see, right? It was cool to see and just something you get really excited about, man. But shout out to Phil Knight because he's always on the forefront and always been very not only innovative, but also forthgiving, right? Forthgiving. Next up, okay. Next up, y'all don't get at me for this one. This is complex. NFL teams are facing backlash over male cheerleaders. Okay, so this is what's happening right here. So look, this was shared by Complex. NFL teams, right? There's 12 franchises that are prepared to include male cheerleaders for the 2025 season. Not many people are excited about that. As it says right here, it says Minnesota, okay? We got the Vikings, we got the Ravens, we got the Rams, we got the New Orleans Saints, Philadelphia Eagles, San Francisco 49ers, Patriots, Titans, Colts, Chiefs, Bucks, and the Panthers. So here's some content that hit social media from these respective entities' pages. Let's check it out. Then you had the guys come out, the cheerleaders, okay. Got the male cheerleaders, and people are in an uproar about this right here. You see, then they got the Tennessee Titans posting. Falcons, Atlanta Falcons posting. And then that looks like Philadelphia Eagles right there. So, yeah, a lot, the people aren't liking this. It says, while the NFL is not new to male cheerleaders, in 2025, the NFL season will include the highest number of male cheerleaders. Okay? So, hey, man, they're facing some backlash. How are they going to respond? We will see. Only time will tell. We don't know. But this is something that's different for the NFL for sure. And I'm going to say that this is them taking a swing at wanting to be or trying to be more progressive. And yeah, man, hey, but at the end of the day, when you put out certain things, you know, this is trying a new product or just like you putting new products out on shelves and things like that, the fans will speak. And the fans aren't necessarily happy about the male cheerleaders. But this is something that people may be happy about, right? SZA is set to become the first artistic director of Vans. Wow, okay. Shout out to SZA on this one. Drop something in the comments if you rocking with SZA. Okay. So she said if you think about Vans and me, it just makes so much sense. It makes so much sense. And I believe in the latest movie with Kiki Palmer that she was in, I believe SZA was rocking some Vans then. So if she was already rocking Vans and already, you know, rolling with Vans, now her coming into this artistic director role, it does make sense, right? Because she's already been rocking with the brand and she's not having to do nothing new. Well, I mean, yeah, there's going to come new responsibilities. But at the same time, I like it. I like it for SZA. I like it. And then she says, I've always been about comfort and self-expression. I love feeling stable, sturdy, and also cute as F, she says. Okay? So, you know, it's just meant to be. It's just to meet. And that was shared by Revolt. So shout out to Revolt putting out good content. And now, y'all, as the NBA season gets ready to roll in, I want y'all just to think about this. Right, I want you just to think about how it used to be when we used to watch the NBA on NBC. This is what it was like when we would turn on the TV and then we would watch the NBA on NBC. Then it transitioned to the NBA on ABC. Then it transitioned and the NBA started being on ESPN. So now, how are we supposed to watch games next season, John? Where are we supposed to look to watch and catch the NBA games? Well, here you go. So you got, on Monday, you got Peacock. Tuesday, it's NBC and Peacock. Wednesday, it's ESPN. Thursday, it's Prime. Friday, it's Prime and ESPN. Saturday, it's Prime and ABC. Sunday, it's ABC, NBC, and Peacock. Y'all, it's like, what in the world is going on? Okay? Because, hey, NBA, bruh, I know y'all want the money. I know y'all signing all these distribution deals and all these broadcast deals and selling all these media rights. But what about us, man? Just make it simple. It used to be so simple to watch the game on one channel. Now, y'all got us watching the games on five channels. ABC, NBC, ABC, NBC, Peacock, Prime, ESPN. Yeah, five channels. Get it together, okay? Get it together. So for my people who are my health warriors, right? My people who are very aware and very conscious of what's going in their body and what they're eating, y'all, I think you're going to like this. And shout out to Valuetainment for this one. But Kellogg's signs its first legally binding deal to eliminate toxic dyes. This is crazy. This is even a headline. But this is also very important for my parents and also just for people who want to live a little bit longer, right? Kellogg's now is taking out these eliminating dyes. And this post said, so WK Kellogg and Co. has become the first major food manufacturer, here we go, to sign legally binding agreement to remove the food dyes from its cereal. Okay. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced this Wednesday. And this deal was reached after months of investigation requiring Kellogg's to eliminate the dyes by the end of 2027. So we still got a year and a half, right? Under the assurance of the voluntary compliance, while other brands have made verbal commitments, Kellogg's is the first to formalize its pledge in the binding agreement. Kellogg's, thank you for being a leader right here. Because I know for my son, the youngest, and my son, the oldest, we don't want that. We actually don't even give our kids cereal. Actually, yeah, we don't. They haven't really had cereal yet. Because we know cereal is what? Straight sugar. Straight sugar, okay? So, glad to see that. So, shout out to Kellogg's on that. And y'all, you know, our favorite auntie, Aunt Tab, check this out. It says, Auntie Tabitha Brown to executive produce and star in holiday comedy Unexpected Christmas. Y'all, I don't know about you, but I love a good Christmas movie. But I really love this one. Because if you're familiar with Auntie Tab's story, y'all, she was out here driving Uber. If I remember correctly, she was out here driving Uber. And then she said she wanted to act. And then she started putting out some content. And then she started going down her vegan journey. And then she began to sign these deals. And now she is working her way into getting those acting chops going. Man, so shout out to her. This is major. Not only because she's executive producing this film, but she's also starring in it. Let's see what else they got. They're talking about here. So Unexpected Christmas. Right. You're going to have Lil Rel Howerly in there. You're going to have Anna Marie Horsford, Dominique Perry, Tabitha Brown, our favorite auntie. Right. Terrence Terrell, Terrell Woodbury, Howie Bell, CC Friday, Rocco Ross, Jordan Hawthorne. And the last one is Reagan Gomez Preston. So we got a lot of star power here. Got a lot of star power here going. So this is exciting. And this is a Three Diamonds film production. If I'm correct, I believe Three Diamonds also is the same production company that produces Kirk Franklin's show, The Den of Kings, one of my new favorite show. Okay. I'm looking for the next episode on Kirk. Come on, bring it out. Stop playing with me. And then this is what the article went on to say from Variety. Tis the season for some holiday funny drama as Lil Rel Howerly and Tabitha Brown get ready to have an unexpected Christmas. Howerly and Brown executive produce and star in the holiday comedy, which is set for theatrical release November 7th. Christmas movies are literally the gift that keeps on giving, said Brown in a statement. Unexpected Christmas is relatable and hilarious, but will truly be a gift for all families this holiday season. Lil Rel added this, this movie and this cast is so special and will be the holiday movie everyone will be talking about. All right, we're going to hold y'all to it. We're going to hold y'all to it. We're looking forward to it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Y'all, we're currently 25 minutes after the hour. We're about to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and then I want to share a little bit of news about Chris Paul. Chris Paul is up to something, and y'all are going to want to know about it. But we're going to share, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we come back from a commercial break. Hit that subscribe button here on Speak Success in the Morning.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best.
All right, family. All right, all right, all right. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Like I was saying before, y'all, Chris Paul, man, one thing I can respect about Chris Paul is, one, he always is setting a great example, right? For the most part. For the most part, Chris. Sometimes he'd be on the court, he's playing a little dirty, Chris. But other than that, you know, on the other side, right, with being very involved in the NBAPA, the NBA Players Association. Yeah, I think he does a great job with leading those gentlemen and, you know, speaking out when things aren't right. So I rock with Chris in that regard. And look, y'all, Chris Paul, have you tried his plant-based snacks? Because Chris has put out a brand called Good Eatin', okay? Good Eatin', and it lands in over 1,000 Walmart stores across the U.S. This is major. This is a major deal, Chris. This is major. So it says, Chris Paul, ultimately, where'd this start? Like, we're trying to figure out, where'd this start, Chris? Why are you doing this? Like, what's happening here? It says, Chris Paul switched to a plant-based diet back in 2019, which I did not know, and now has made plant-based living central part of his business strategy. So he struck a deal with GoPuff and ultimately is going to expand its Better For You product category in the interest of making plant-based products and more accessible, right? So a year later, Paul founded the company Good Eatin'. So this is what some of the snacks look like. You see they got the nacho cheese flavor. They got the big deal. Cookies and cream flavor snack. Okay, okay. Gotta have a high flavor. Gotta have that. So y'all, there it is, Good Eatin'. And they offer chips, they offer popcorn, offer cookies. So these are snacks to where, you know, they're all gluten-free, and they also are GMO-free, which is big. This is big. And made without artificial flavors and preservatives. So shout out to Chris Paul, man, for doing good in the community. The snack industry is a $41 billion business. And I'll tell you right now, I'm a foodie. I like food. So snacking is something that we all do. I think they showed that like Gen Z now, they snack more than they actually get meals, obviously. So with the GoPuff partnership, I was seeing how we could show up. This is Chris Paul, and he shared this during a South by Southwest panel discussion talking about the new move. So shout out to Chris Paul, man, for doing good in the community, doing good, and really pushing out a product that is going to hopefully taste good and then also help us feel good. Okay, so shout out to Chris Paul, man, for doing big things. Now this is a funny right here. This is a little bit of a funny, but if you're familiar with rap battles, typically rap battles aren't the nicest of things, right? I typically when I used to watch rap battles here and there, people would be cussing at each other. They'd be all in each other's face. They'd be saying all kind of everything. But this battle is slightly different, and I want to show y'all a little bit why. This is gonna be pretty funny. So check this out, and let's get into it.
To come to all streets? You better give me game when you talk to me. Tell me how I'm living in purpose. I ain't see you get one award and you didn't deserve it. Remember that battle we had in our choke? Did it on purpose.
You changed the game for...
So look, this is, as you can see in this battle already, they're complimenting each other, which is very interesting because this is not typical of a rap battle, right? Like I said, they typically getting all in each other's face and they're cussing out each other, talking about each other's mamas, talking about each other's, you know, like maybe their outfit, whatever it might be. But just having the opportunity to hear, I'm going to play a little bit more just so you can hear the other gentleman share his bars. But y'all, it's just interesting to see where we have come and how creative people really can be. Because it's one thing to go at somebody and tear them down naturally, right? That's easier to do. But it's another thing to find something about somebody, compliment them, build them up, and big them up. So let's hear what the other gentleman had to say.
Ever, bro. I mean there's no denying. You're so inspiring. Even at times I catch myself biting jersey like Kobe Bryant.
Because he got the most good intentions and still one of the most hoodest.
We never could dismiss you.
Okay, so look, I just want to share that because that's just interesting to me. So seeing them having a complimenting rap battle, I was like, that's different. That's definitely different. So rocking with that. But y'all, our favorite uncle Denzel, right? Denzel had something to say about the talking heads in sports media. Uncle Denny Den. What did you have to say? So Denzel said, we live in a world of opinionaires. Talk to us, Denzel. We live in a world of opinionaires. So Denzel went on to say this. As he's talking about the sports media industry and just what's taking place, because if you don't know, he was actually like on ESPN the other day. He said, people need to shut up and learn how to do something. Be actually good at something. Oh, my gosh. Talking spicy, Denzel. Talking spicy. And once again, this is talking about the media talking heads. Because, yes, it's easy to talk about. Yes, it's easy to critique. Yes, it's easy to say where people are going wrong, what they can be doing better. But Denzel is saying, I've done something, right? So I can stand on business. I can say what I want to say. So, yeah, y'all. So Denzel didn't hold back there. And, man, love Denzel for it. Because, you know, we've seen what he's accomplished. We've seen him get the awards. We've seen him get the trophies. We've seen him get the accolades. So he can say something. And also, y'all, the thing that almost seems unfair at times is that the people in sports media, like, they will attack individuals and they have no credentials of their own, even in their respective industry, which could be sports media. So we got to be careful, y'all. I mean, we can critique, we can talk a little bit here and there, but when it gets personal, that's when we got to say, hold on, wait, enough's enough, y'all. Enough is enough. Like, let's take a step back and let's gather our thoughts and let's realize that if we stacked up the chips on the table, some of us would be coming up short. So take it easy, people. Take it easy. All right, let's see what else we got.
My father didn't get to bring me to college, y'all.
Because you're there.
Feel Good Friday, y'all. Feel Good Friday. I want to roll this clip here because so often being a father and seeing other fathers and seeing other parents parent well, man, I always just like to encourage them. Like if I see a dad, when I used to volunteer at my church, I would open the doors for parents coming in, bringing their kids in to children's church. And I'd say, hey, you looking good, dad. And they'd say, thanks. Say, hey, keep killing it, dad. You're doing a great job. And they'd say, man, thanks. Or I'll say, man, you got a beautiful family. They're like, man, appreciate that. Because we just have to get to a place to where we understand that people are people. Our parents are our parents, right? And God knows what they had to do as we were growing up, as they were raising us, to get us to a certain place and a certain position to where we can do and be and have some of the things that we have now in our adult lives based on the foundation that they laid down for us before. So just remember that, as maybe you may not have the best relationship with your parents, and I'm not here to tell you how to go about building or restructuring that relationship. That's on you how you decide to do that. But y'all, let's just remember there's grace there. Let's play the rest of this clip. Let's play the rest of the clip.
Whenever you feel like the world is coming down on you and it ain't shit going your way, take your time to sit back and think, bro. Because you always have a move.
Come on, man. This dad here got some bars. Okay, the dad got some bars here. I love it. I love it. Like, and a man pouring into a man, the man not being scared or afraid to show his emotions to his son, and really giving him some parting words, as you know, as you can see, he's dropping him off at college, and you know, you're letting go of your babies. You're letting go of your kids, and they're about to be out on their own, and you know, you're about to hope and pray and rely on the information and the time that you share with them that they are going to lean into this word, right? The Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go so that when they get old, they do not depart. Let's play a clip.
We don't have tradition in a lot of black families. So I'm starting with you and then your brother. This is your king. Protect him. Which means to teach yourself.
Man, okay, y'all. I ain't gonna let YouTube shut us down on that. I ain't gonna let YouTube shut us down. But yeah, he say protect him. Protect yourself. Stand on business. And he's saying so much while saying these words specifically, right? He's letting him know, be smart in your decisions. Be wise where you go. Be aware of who you're talking to. Be aware who ultimately is giving you what and how they're telling you to do this or do that. There's so much in that clip right there. And I love that for that father. I love that for that son. And man, I'm praying blessings not only for him, but also praying for a great school year, man. Terrific school year for him and all the other students who are beginning school and some who might be beginning their last year of school. Right. So as they get ready to transition, as they get ready to prepare to go on to what's next, we're rooting for you. We're cheering for you. We believe in you. Right. So, y'all, I just wanted to share those today. Those are some clips, man. I saw some clips. I'm like, I got to share this with the people, man. Got to share this with the successors. And y'all, as we are getting ready to start up a new school year as adults, what I want to encourage us with is thinking that, how can we find ways to take the time that at one point was idle, or take the time that at one point we were using to do so many things, but realizing that the way we used and applied that time didn't amount to anything? Maybe we were watching a lot of time just watching some TV. Maybe we're spending a lot of time just getting caught up scrolling. Maybe we're doing all of these things and they were yielding no return. So now as we have more time, because it's going to start to seem like you have more time, if you take a step back and you really take inventory of the day, the time that you have within the day, you're going to start to see, oh, wow, there's a lot more time here versus the time that I thought I had before. I want to encourage you to see how you can utilize that time and see how you can utilize it to where it can begin to build something fruitful for you, to where it can grow and yield a harvest for you and for your family or your future family. But y'all, getting intentional about time is something that I have learned, I have lost, and then I have rediscovered. And the thing for me was always time blocking. So taking time to where I put my phone on do not disturb, taking time to where, you know, I'm going to write out a list of things I need to do and then attack those things, or write out some items that I want to get done. And then one by one by one, just going down the list, And the reason why is because when I created organization for my mind, I created structure, I was able to get so much more done. I used to call them 90-minute sprints. And I wouldn't encourage you to start off with 90 minutes, but I'd encourage you to start off with like 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes. But write out a list of the things that you want to do, things you want to accomplish. And then from that point, set like that 10-minute timer, 20-minute timer, and then block out all distractions. Tell family, friends, roommate, whoever might live with you, be around you, hey, for the next 20 minutes, I'm unreachable. I'm off the grid for the next 20 minutes. And they'll be like, what? And you'd be like, yeah. So don't hit me. Don't talk to me. Don't call me because I'm locked in. You understand? And then begin to go down that list. Knock that stuff off. After that 20-minute timer goes off, get up, set another timer for like 5 or 10 minutes, take a break, walk around, stretch your legs, get a snack, get a drink, whatever it might be. And then as you begin to build on this, then you can come back and do another 20-minute timer. But you will begin to see how much you really can accomplish when you put the rubber to the road and when you really put your feet to the pavement. But family, I want to encourage us today on Fun Friday because, hey, you know, we shared some clips today. Some was fun. Some was somewhat jarring. Some was a little bit shocking. But, hey, at the end of the day, that's life. So, family, be sure to stay tapped in with us here on the Speak Your Success Media Network. And, y'all, this is Speak Your Success in the Morning on behalf of myself as well as on producer Britt. If there's a topic that you see and you want us to cover, send over a DM to @JonathanJonesSpeaks. If there's a topic you want us to cover, send over a DM to @SpeakYourSuccessMedia. Okay? If there's something that you want producer Britt to cover and what I saw scrolling, send it to @producerBritt. All right. So that's our handles, y'all. And they're always down in the show notes. And if you're not catching us on YouTube, then of course you can catch the audio stream as well on, you know, Apple, Spotify, and all the major streaming providers. Okay. So family, without further ado, I feel like I already gave the final word, but I'll say it one more time, man. But at the end of the day, audit your time. Audit your time. Eliminate some areas and then improve what you want to grow. There we go. Audit your time. Eliminate some areas, right? That's the time we're tricking off. And then improve where you want to grow. Family, this is Speak Your Success in the Morning. And family, I need you to remember. I need you to remember this. Remember, 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 okay? Speak your success. Believe in your greatness and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?